This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of coronavirus deaths rose to about 120,000 and the number of confirmed cases jumping to 1.9 million. U.S. deaths approached 24,000 and the number of confirmed cases is less than a third of the worldwide figure. New York's coronavirus death toll has topped 10,000, even as the absence of fresh hotspots in the U.S. or elsewhere in the world yielded a ray of optimism in global efforts against the virus. Officials around the world worried that halting quarantine and social distancing behaviors could easily undo the hard-earned progress. Still, there are signs that countries are looking at their direction. Spain permitted some workers to return to their jobs. A hard-hit region of Italy loosened its lockdown restrictions and grim predictions of a virus that would move with equal ferocity from New York to other parts of America had not yet materialized. U.S. President Trump is claiming total authority to decide how and when to reopen the economy after weeks of tough social distancing guidelines aimed at fighting the new coronavirus. But governors from both parties are pushing back, noting they have the primary constitutional responsibility for ensuring public safety in their states and will decide when it's safe to begin a return to normal operations. Again, Italy is reporting its lowest number of new coronavirus deaths in 3 weeks, and officials say hospitalizations, including the number of patients admitted to intensive care, are also down. Italy has been Europe's COVID-19 hotspot, with more than 156,000 confirmed cases overall, but some Italian experts say the actual number may be much higher because of the high rate of fatalities in nursing homes, where many of the patients were not tested before they died. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday formally endorsed his rival, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, for president in the November national election against Republican President Donald Trump. Sanders, a self-declared Democratic socialist, was Biden's last challenger for the Democratic presidential nomination, but suspended his campaign in the face of Biden's seemingly insurmountable lead. Severe storms that moved across the southeastern United States on Sunday into Monday killed more than 30 people. The storms brought heavy rains and winds, with 34 reported tornadoes in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and Tennessee, leaving hundreds of homes ripped to shreds and at least 1.3 million customers without electricity from Texas to Maine. Dozens of people have been hospitalized. The Chattanooga, Tennessee area was particularly hard hit. At least 150 homes and commercial buildings were damaged, according to the AP. In all, 10 states were under flash flood, tornado, and thunderstorm warnings and watches overnight. The World Health Organization said Monday that nations that are imposing stay-at-home and other measures to stem the spread of the coronavirus must not do so at the expense of human rights. Speaking at his regular briefing at WHO headquarters in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said governments must assess their situation regarding the virus while protecting all their citizens, especially the most vulnerable. He said that WHO will release updated strategic advice for nations dealing with the virus based on what the organization has learned from the pandemic so far and the way forward. He said the new strategy includes 6 criteria for countries to consider as they consider lifting restrictions. A sailor assigned to the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier died Monday of complications related to the coronavirus, the first active-duty military service member to die from the virus. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said the Pentagon was deeply saddened by the loss of the sailor. The carrier's commanding officer, Captain Brett Crozier, recently wrote a letter of concern to his superiors, urging them to take decisive action to prevent deaths from the coronavirus. The letter was leaked to the media, and 2 weeks ago, he was fired by Acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley. Modley's decision met with backlash from the armed forces and the public. He resigned last week. As of Monday, 585 of the ship's nearly 5,000 sailors had tested positive for the virus. More than 4,000 sailors have been transferred off the ship, which remains docked in Guam, according to the Navy. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.